This is Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Scott Hanley. Security and elections. John Archibald, a columnist for the Alabama Media Group, joins us most Thursdays, and he's written about those two topics in the past week. John, the election issue, we'll get to that in a moment, but the topic of security for public officials kind of getting special attention this week, writ very large, but you've been writing about it on an Alabama standpoint.
A little bit different way, I suppose. Nationally, of course, we have to look at failures in security, and which is a completely different issue. What I've been writing about is the need for security at all, and certainly the need to spend as much money as we've been spending statewide and really in the city of Birmingham, and that's the question.
Yeah, because, you know, when you say security, it seems really important, but it's very easy to just pour money down a hole.
It does. In Birmingham, for instance, there's a four-man security team that guards the mayor, five vehicles. In the past 2.5 years, we've spent $1.1 million on salary alone, not counting the travel, not counting the vehicles, the training, that sort of thing. And as far as the police department can tell us, there's only been one incident involving the security team, and that's when they spotted somebody who had a gun and chased him down and shot somebody, even though there was no evidence that they were shooting back. So the question is whether we really need to invest that kind of money in that kind of security when really nobody else in our size does anything similar to that.
Now, speaking of security for government officials, to be a government official, you typically have to have an election. And right now, we have an election that will be coming up in a month. The final push has a lot of energy, rhetoric, and money going on. You wrote a column this past week that poked a bit of fun at the process and how people end up deciding who to pick.
Right. Well, I mean, step back a minute. I mean, we have a lot of energy and money, but face it, in Alabama, thanks to districting, thanks to partisan politics, thanks to the nature of our politics, the real election took place in the primaries, and there are not I would contend that there are not any statewide races that really have not already faced their toughest competitor in the primaries, and there's if there's one that's really in contention, I don't see it.
So after November 4th, what's really next? Our coverage and attention kind of treats the elections as though it's the championship game, then the end of things. But isn't it really the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. I love it so much because right now it's really difficult to talk about any of the issues. I mean, talk about the issues we talked about here: security, money, spending, the amount of money that we spend, how we're going to fix the general fund, how we're going to pay for everything we need to pay for. These are things right now you can't talk about because they're all tied up in politics. So much that people want to look at them in politics, but hopefully, I'm eternally optimistic. Well, I'm eternally optimistic about nothing, but I'm eternally optimistic as far as I go. That when we get past the elections, we can at least start dealing with those issues outside the lens of politics and in governing. And I constantly pray that that's what happens.
So what do you see after November 4th as the most important issue that'll be facing Alabama?
Well, clearly statewide, it's going to be the budget. We have a budget crisis almost every year, but in the past there have been ways to deal with it. Federal money came in a few years back. We've raided the Education Trust Fund. We have these issues that we're going to have to deal with, and which means that government leaders, once they're elected, are going to have to deal with those hard things, how we're going to raise money.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. His column appears on AL.com and in the Birmingham News, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, online at any time at AL.com. He joins us most Thursday mornings on Morning Edition and on WBHM.org. Thanks,
Thank you,
John. This is Morning Edition on your NPR News station, WBHM.